The following content is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. I'm Chris Skidmore for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Tech Tips. This month, it's all about back to school. Another school year is upon us, and the American Foundation for the Blind wants to help with a list of educational resources and tips from their Information and Referral Center. The American Foundation for the Blind Information and Referral Center receives over 250 inquiries every month related to vision loss. Tara Annas, AFB Information and Referral Specialist, answers these inquiries, which come from people with visual impairments, their family and friends, teachers, social workers, medical and rehabilitation professionals, employers, high school and college students, and the general public. Because of her broad knowledge and expertise, I asked Tara to pull together a list of her most frequently asked questions related to the pursuit of higher education. She agreed, saying, "I would love to share my expertise and knowledge of available resources with as many visually impaired students as possible in the hope that they can learn how to adapt their education to meet their unique situation." Now, some of the most frequently asked questions Tara received and her answers. Question: what should I tell my instructors about my visual impairment? Answer: it is important to speak with your instructor as soon as you know you are going to be in their class. Many students with vision loss fear speaking to their instructors, worrying that, due to ignorance about the capabilities of people with vision loss, the instructor will not believe that the student will be able to complete the coursework. Try scheduling meetings with all of your instructors as soon as possible. It's best if you talk about your vision loss openly and honestly. Instructors may fear asking questions as to not wanting to offend you. As a student, you have to be proactive, explaining how you accomplish tasks. It may be beneficial to bring your assistive technology and adaptive products to this meeting, explaining how these devices will help you. You could also direct your instructor to the AFB website and other websites on vision loss if they would like further information. You should then ask for an overview of the class structure. Will they write on the board or use a projector? Will they use PowerPoint slides or hand out a good deal of printed material? Will there be in-class assignments or pop quizzes? What is the structure of the tests? Will there be off-campus field trips? Will an online learning platform such as Blackboard be used? Knowing answers to these types of questions will help you to be better prepared for the class. Question: what types of services does the Disabled Student Services Office offer? Answer: most colleges have a DSS office, which can vary from school to school in the scope of services offered. The DSS office may offer people who can assist with taking notes in class, be personal readers, proctors for tests, or who can assist you in a science lab. However, personal assistants are sometimes in short supply or are not skilled in the material covered in your particular class. The DSS office may also have some assistive technology for loan, such as optical character recognition equipment or video magnifiers. The DSS office can also assist with legal matters, such as if a student is experiencing discrimination. They may also be able to transcribe textbooks into large print braille or accessible digital formats and make tactile diagrams. In addition to the DSS office, many college departments have hired graduate or teaching assistants who offer student support as part of their job description. You may also want to check with your school's tutoring center. Many tutors are willing to serve as a reader rather than as an actual tutor. You may choose to find someone on your own and pay for their services. Sometimes the vocational rehabilitation department in your state will give you a stipend for readers. You can advertise for help in the school newspaper, at the Career Services Center, and on bulletin boards in dorms and other places on campus. If your institution has a student-specific social media platform, group, or hashtag, you may also be able to seek a reader using those avenues. You may also want to seek help from volunteer groups such as local places of worship, the local Lions Club, women's groups, and campus service fraternities. Question: where can I get textbooks printed in alternative formats? Answer: the American Printing House for the Blind offers the Lewis database, where you can search for agencies that carry your textbooks in alternative formats. Learning Alley offers textbooks from preschool to the doctoral level. Books are offered in digital audio format and can be played on traditional computers, tablets, and smartphones, as well as specialized players. The Bookshare website offers textbooks for primary, secondary, undergraduate, and postgraduate study. Recently, Bookshare began offering students with documented legal blindness free access to its collection, waiving the usual fee. Bookshare books can be obtained in a variety of digital formats that can be read on computers, tablets, smartphones, and Chromebooks, as well as on specialized digital book players. It is now possible to access Amazon Kindle content on most mainstream digital devices. In addition, Amazon has added support for alt text for images and the ability to read math equations using a combination of NVDA screen reader and the Kindle for PC software. Project Gutenberg offers a smaller collection of books, mostly classics, which could come in handy for students taking literature or classics classes. Many works of literature, especially classics, short stories, and poems, can be found using a search engine. While in college, I was able to locate online versions of pieces such as The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe, Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost, and To Build a Fire by Jack London. The Library of Congress's National Library Service is another great place to search for novels and poetry for your English classes. You can find Braille-ready electronic files and digital audio versions of the work you need. You can also purchase the print copy of a textbook and scan it yourself using optical character recognition software such as OpenBook or Kurzweil. If you can't locate a particular textbook, check for earlier editions. Changes from edition to edition are frequently nominal. You can even order a completely different textbook on the same subject. I have done this for physics classes as most general physics books cover the same topics. Using the accessible textbook I found, I could look up something like calculating velocity and learn the same material as my classmates. I have even searched the internet for topics covered in my textbooks, such as locating boiling and melting points for various chemical compounds. You can also contact the book's publisher and request an electronic version, which, by law, the publisher should send to you. The publisher might require that you verify your disability, which can be a time-consuming process, so try to find the names of the textbooks you will be using during the upcoming school term as early as possible. Question: how do I take notes in class? Answer: several methods may be employed. You may choose to use a personal note taker employed by the DSS office or ask a classmate to take notes for you. You could also use a laptop, smartphone, tablet, or electronic note taker. If you use the character echo with your screen reader, you may wish to turn this feature off while taking notes. Students with low vision can use a portable video magnifier. You can use 20/20 pens, which create a bold line, or try using bold or raised line paper. Another method is using an audio recorder, either a separate piece of hardware or one that is built into your laptop, electronic note taker, smartphone, or tablet. Question: how do I complete in-class work, such as pop quizzes or worksheets? Answer: you can handle in-class work in several ways. If the assignment or quiz is short, you can stay after class and have the instructor read it to you. The instructor may allow you to use an electronic version on your device of choice. Be sure to bring your portable video magnifier to class if you have enough usable vision to take assignments and quizzes in this manner. Some people with vision loss, even though they can't read print, learn the print alphabet, allowing them to use raised line paper for short assignments. I've done this for the short multiple choice quizzes. If the DSS office provides in-class human note takers, having the note taker read the assignment and act as scribe can be helpful. Question: how do I handle taking tests? Answer: you can contact the DSS office and use one of the office's personal readers. Some DSS offices will transcribe tests into Braille, convert them to electronic format, or reproduce them in large print. Another option is using a video magnifier if you have enough usable vision. Many low vision students have difficulty reading Scantron sheets and choose to write directly on the test itself or on a separate sheet of paper. Some instructors will give a visually impaired student the test on a USB drive or via email, allowing the student to use their device of choice to answer the questions. This is especially handy for easy questions, which can be difficult to answer by dictating to a proctor or writing under a video magnifier. Question: what about classes of a more visual nature, such as those in the fields of science, engineering, and math? Answer: several agencies have created adapted products for the science, technology, engineering, and math fields, including Braille and large print periodic tables of the elements, raised line drawings of the human body systems, talking and large font calculators, raised and bold line graphing paper, large print and Braille rulers, yardsticks and tape measures, Braille protractors, 3D representations of shapes for geometry, and raised line drawing kits. The color video magnifier is great for viewing specimens, such as the veins on leaves, the wings of an insect, and details on rocks and shells. You can also label lab equipment, such as measurement marks on beakers and test tubes, with large print or tactile labels, allowing you to perform lab experiments using this glassware independently. Some lab work may not have a logical way to be performed independently. For these circumstances, students who are visually impaired may choose to use a lab assistant. The instructor knows the student with vision loss is responsible for telling the assistant what to do, such as stating the amount and type of compound to pour into the beaker. The assistant may also describe color changes, temperature readings on the thermometer, and weights on the balance scale. The lab assistant does not write lab reports, take tests, or do any of the written work submitted for the course. These are the responsibility of the student. Some adaptive lab equipment is also available, such as talking thermometers, voltmeters, micrometers, color identifiers, and balance scales. The talking LabQuest 2 is a possible option. Some microscopes have the ability to connect to a monitor, displaying specimens under the microscope lens onto the monitor's screen. This allows for much larger magnification and eliminates the need for the student with low vision to focus the microscope lens by looking through the lens, which can be quite an eye strain. The AeroService connects individuals with vision loss to trained professionals to provide visual assistance for a range of tasks. Calls under 5 minutes are now free, making Aero a possible option for navigating visual assignments. If you are unfamiliar with the Aero program, you can visit their website. And their website is www.aero.com. And Aero is spelled A-I-R-A. Question: what if I do not have the funds to purchase assistive technology? Answer: the Vocational Rehabilitation Department in your state may purchase assistive technology, such as video magnifiers, electronic note takers, or laptops. Your school or local public library may have an assistive technology room for visually impaired students to use. Check with local agencies for the blind or teachers of visually impaired students to see if you can borrow equipment. Community groups such as the Lions Club may offer grants. The Association of Blind Citizens, or ABC, offers an assistive technology fund. The organization Computers for the Blind offers laptop and desktop computers with assistive technology pre-installed at a reduced cost. The Used Low Vision Store offers assistive technology for a reduced cost as well. Each state also has an assistive technology project. These organizations also have low-interest loans available and, if not, may be able to direct you to other sources. To find the organization for your state, visit the National Assistive Technology Act Technical Assistance and Training, AT3, Center website. As a footnote to this section, the state of North Carolina does have a program. It is called the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program. The easiest way to find them is to do a Google search for North Carolina Assistive Technology Program, or NCATP. This will give you links directly to their website. Question: where should I look for scholarships? Answer: there are a vast number of scholarships for college students, and some are geared specifically for people with vision loss. Check with local and national agencies for the blind, such as the National Federation of the Blind and American Council of the Blind local chapters. Both of these organizations offer national scholarships, but most state affiliates also offer scholarships. Local organizations will offer scholarships in some cases, such as the Lighthouse Guild. Another organization that offers scholarships for those with vision loss is Learning Alley. Question: where can I find useful information about college-related issues? Answer: you can find helpful information on the Family Connect website, which has a section specific to college students on the Transition to Independence page. Here, you can read articles such as You're Not Alone, Starting College When You Are Blind or Visually Impaired, College Life Begins. The Perkins e-learning site also has many resources related to education and transition. Examples include 10 tech skills every college student needs and 10 questions to ask when choosing a college. Question: COVID-19 has drastically changed how education is conducted. Where can I find resources to assist with this situation? Answer: at this year's virtual AFB Leadership Conference, Dr. Rachel Sesler-Trinkowski presented on the topic of remote instruction for students with vision loss. There are additional remote instruction resources available on the AFB website. AFB has also pulled together a series of resources on accessible education for people with visual impairments, and AFB continuously publishes blogs related to education. If you are a teacher of students with vision loss seeking methods for distance learning of blindness-specific topics such as Braille or orientation and mobility, the educational games produced by Objective Ed may be helpful. If you are expected to use the Zoom conferencing platform in your education, Jonathan Mosen has released his audiobook on Zoom for free. If you are using an audio-video conferencing system during your education, seeking accessibility information about the platform will be helpful. For example, you can find accessibility information regarding Google Meet on their website. In addition, pressing the question mark key when using the application on a desktop platform will launch a list of keyboard shortcuts for the app, something of particular use to someone with a visual impairment. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Being more efficient on your computer is more important than ever. Here's an article from Access World magazine. It's entitled, Maximizing Your Efficiency as a Student Using Leesy Tools for JAWS Screen Readers. It is written by Jamie Pauls. If there is anything a busy student doesn't have a lot of, it's extra time. Whether in high school or college, students are constantly juggling work, family, and play in a way that allows them to learn as much as possible in as short amount of time as possible. For the blind student, it's especially important to complete tasks in as efficient a manner as possible. Most visually impaired students will use a variety of assistive technology tools to accomplish learning tasks, including a variety of screen reading solutions. Scripts can make JAWS for Windows, a screen reader developed by Vespero, work more effectively. The JAWS scripting language is quite powerful, often allowing you to accomplish tasks that might otherwise be considered outside the box when it comes to the use of assistive technology. One JAWS script developer who has pushed the envelope for years is Brian Hartgen of Hartgen Consultancy. Among the various scripts written by Hartgen is a product called Leesy. Leesy is short for Learn, Enable, Advance, So Easy. Leesy can rightly be considered a tool for the most basic computer user. It can be configured to provide a menu of most common performed tasks, such as word processing and internet browsing, and launch programs associated with those tasks, without the user needing to know a lot about using their computer. That said, Leesy is flexible enough to be of benefit to the more advanced users as well. Since the product is comprised of a series of JAWS scripts, it runs constantly when JAWS is loaded. Leesy is smart enough to never get in your way when you don't need it, but is always instantly available when you do. In this article, we will take a look at some of the features of Leesy that might be of particular interest to students. While not a free program, Leesy is available at a very reasonable price. The advanced version of Leesy that I discuss in this article can be purchased for $61. The Leesy total package costs about $80 and contains more tools and documentation for the novice computer user. Both versions of the product are very similar in what they do. Hartgen walks you through the process of configuring your program to get the most out of Leesy with some of the best documentation around. In fact, every feature of Leesy is thoroughly documented with both written and audio demonstrations available. It's quite easy to get a list of keystrokes for any tasks that you wish to perform with Leesy. I won't go into a lot of detail about how to perform all the tasks discussed in this article, but most commands are carried out by first pressing the grave accent key, which I'll refer to as the Leesy key, just to the left of the number 1 on your keyboard, followed by the relevant command. The student who frequently needs to look up information from various sources will find Leesy Search to be a most valuable resource. Press the Leesy key and then Control plus Shift plus S to bring up the list of all various services that can be searched. If you are in the middle of typing a term paper, simply evoke Leesy Search and choose, say, Google. You will then be presented with an edit box where you can type your search term. Press the Enter key and your default browser will load the Google site. Leesy will even take you to the first available search result. From there, use all of the standard web navigation commands available in JAWS to ensure that your paper is accurate. Besides Google, you can perform searches on sites such as Amazon, Audible, Wikipedia, and Goodreads, just to name a few. One of the search options is news. From there, you can get a nicely formatted list of stories from a variety of news sources, including the Associated Press, ESPN, and Entertainment Weekly. There are news sources from outside the United States as well, so you can cover an important story from a number of angles. While you are working on that term paper, you can tell Leesy to always remember your place in the document and come back to it when you open it back up, if that is your preference. Sticky notes aren't just for sighted people anymore. As a blind person, have you ever come across those little pieces of paper with adhesive on the back that sighted people are so fond of? They put them everywhere, on the cabinet door, in books, you name it. Unfortunately, those little scraps of paper aren't of much use to the blind people, unless, that is, you happen to be using leasy. Using our term paper as an example, maybe there is a passage of text you want to elaborate on further, or perhaps you want to check a fact. Just move to the document where you want the note to be inserted. Press the leasy key followed by the letter S. Type your note and then press Enter. Next time you arrow to the line of text containing the note, leasy will play a sound, read the line of text in question, and then read your note. I am forever saving emails that I want to refer to later. One example is the weekly newsletter, Top Tech Tidbits, for Thursday. Each issue contains a number of topics of interest. There are always a couple of articles mentioned I want to go back and read later. The only problem is that after I have collected a half dozen issues, I don't have the slightest idea why I kept them. I must read through each entry in a particular issue and hope I can recall what caught my interest enough to make me save the issue for later reading. Fortunately, I can add leasy sticky notes to emails as well. I can make a quick note to myself that I want to read the article containing handy Windows 10 keyboard shortcuts. This makes it much easier for me to skim to the content of interest rather than laboriously moving through each entry. This also applies to files on your computer or removable storage device. It doesn't take much imagination to figure out how handy Leasy's sticky notes feature can be. One of the features of Leasy that I use more often than any other is Leasy Cuts. Leasy can point to a folder, file, or a web page and present you with a list of Leasy cuts to choose from. I do a fair amount of audio editing, and I have elements such as music beds and sound effects stored in numerous locations. It's nice to be able to press the Leasy key, then Control plus L to view a list of folders and files I have asked Leasy to point to. When saving documents or audio files, I can also ask Leasy to insert the path to the particular folder before I type the file name. This saves me having to browse several folders deep in order to save the file where I want it. The Leasy key, then Control plus semicolon, brings up a list of web pages that I have saved as well. I can even use different web browsers to open specific websites if I wish. And the Leasy cut I have assigned is smart enough to use the correct browser when I press Enter on the name of the particular Leasy cut. Busy students will find this particular feature most helpful in keeping their work nice and tidy. If you no longer need a Leasy cut, you can, of course, always delete it. Are there times when you need to type a string of text over and over again? Maybe it's something very short, or perhaps it spans several lines. Leasy Clips and Leasy Text can help. Suppose I am writing an article for Access World and I would like to quote specs for the particular piece of hardware I am reviewing. I can easily visit the manufacturer's website, find the information, copy what information to the clipboard I need, and then save it as a Leasy Text, which I can then insert into my article. I might want to share the specs on an email list of which I am a member, so I can easily recall the information at any time, even after I have completed the article. Let's say that I am entering information on a spreadsheet, and a certain piece of information needs to be added many times. I can create a Leasy clip, which I could save for later. Leasy clips are stored by copying the relevant information to the clipboard, pressing the Leasy key, and then storing the clip using the F1 through F12 buttons on the keyboard. Pressing the Leasy key and then Shift plus F1 through F12 inserts the Leasy clip where I want it. I use Leasy text for larger blocks of text such as email signatures and Leasy clips for smaller bits of text that I want to quickly insert without needing to view a list of stored items. It's surprising how much Leasy's ability to store and quickly insert text can speed up your workflow and reduce repetitive typing. Leasy enhances the usability of services such as Spotify and iTunes. Whether it's simply making a task easier to accomplish or truly improving the accessibility of the service, Leasy is here to help. I especially find this true when using YouTube on my computer. There are keystrokes to turn the audio up and down, move quickly through YouTube files, and skip those annoying ads. Spotify also benefits from Leasy's fine touches in ways too numerous to mention here. Facebook and Twitter are constantly being updated, and increasingly accessibility is being built into those services, but Leasy is still there to assist if needed. Whether it's listening to music for your music appreciation class, or simply taking some time off work to relax and have a little fun, Leasy is a great asset. Anyone who has used Windows for any length of time knows it is possible to select multiple files that are close together with Shift and either the up or down arrow keys. It is also possible to select files that aren't next to one another by holding down the Control key while moving through a list of files and pressing space on the file you want to select. Anyone who has done this very many times has undoubtedly experienced the frustration of accidentally letting go of either the Shift or Control keys, thereby undoing all the selecting you have previously done. Leesy allows you to tag files by simply pressing Control plus Shift plus space when you find a file you want to select. No holding down any other keys while moving through your list of files. Leesy even plays a sound for you when you move back over a file that has been previously tagged. You can find out how many files are tagged and even hear the file name spoken if you wish. It's possible to tag files from multiple folders and perform actions on all of them at once. All the files that you wish to move to your removable storage device can be transferred all at once with no hassle, thanks to Leesy Tags. Now you have no excuse for not taking that homework with you when you visit your parents. One feature of Leesy that I have not personally played with, but find most interesting, is the HTML assistant. If you've ever hand-coded HTML for a web page, you know how easy it is to forget an element and end up with part of your web page being garbled rather than displaying a nice hyperlinked document. Leesy helps you design well-formatted pages by allowing you to specify what type of content you are creating, headings, links, etc., and inserting the appropriate code as needed. This could be most helpful to any student who needs to design web-based documents. Here's the bottom line. If you are a busy student who uses JAWS as one of your screen reading solutions, you might just find that Leesy from Hardinge Consultancy is a tool you won't want to be without. In fact, if you are using another screen reader for any reason, you may find yourself switching back to JAWS just so you can use Leesy's tools. Those who choose to use the Leesy Total Package in basic mode will find that Leesy speaks many of its messages with a very pleasant human female voice. Leesy Advanced users will receive all prompts using the voice configured in JAWS. There are also resources available to Leesy Total users, including basic audio instruction for learning to use a computer, that are not available to Advanced users. Those who use the Leesy Total Package are able to switch to the more advanced mode if they choose to do so. As someone who has used a computer for many years, I find myself using Leesy enough that I almost never use another Windows screen reader because I don't want to give up the functionality of Leesy. Because Leesy takes advantage of the JAWS scripting language, it is not able to work with other screen readers, such as NVDA or Windows Narrator. If you are a student looking to simplify your workflow, or maybe you're already in the workforce full-time and just need to simplify your computing life a bit, I would encourage you to try a demo of Leesy. You can use the product for 2 hours at a time in demonstration mode before you have to restart JAWS. You can restart JAWS up to 15 times before you must either purchase Leesy or uninstall it. Keep in mind that if you restart JAWS after only a few minutes of use, you lose one restart, so it's possible to get much less than 30 hours of demo. It's possible to join an email list where you can interact with other users of Leesy. Hartgen is quite responsive to user requests for new product features. Major updates to Leesy require a small fee, but there are numerous small upgrades that are free. Collectively, these upgrades add a ton of new functionality at no extra charge.
We've run out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. Be sure to tune in next month. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast after this broadcast by visiting our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And as always, thank you for listening to Tech Tips.